In the gospel reading today, we hear about the mother of James and John coming to ask that her son would be seated, one at the right and the other at the left of our Lord. Simply says, you don't know what you're asking. And the question that we have to look at is, do we understand what we're asking? We maybe don't have quite the arrogance to be able to say, I want to be seated at the right hand of the Lord, because we know that's where Our Lady is, so we're not quite going to be that stupid. But we all want to go to heaven. But do we really understand what we're asking? And to go to heaven is a wonderful thing. That's the whole goal of life. That's what we're all about. But the question is, how do we get there? And we have lots and lots of people today who think that all you have to do is believe in Jesus, you're going straight to heaven. God really doesn't care how many sins you commit, you're going to heaven anyway. Nothing really matters because God loves you, so you're going to heaven just because God loves you. How much do we love God is the real question. And so when we hear the answer from both our Lord as well as what St. Paul talks about in the first reading today, our Lord first tells James and John what they're going to have to do. Says, the chalice that I will drink, you have to drink. In other words, the suffering of the Lord, we have to share in. It's exactly what St. Paul talks about. We have to share in the suffering of Christ. That we carry in our body the death of Christ. That all those different things that he talked about. I mean, it's exactly what we've got going on today. You know, people are perplexed, they're persecuted, they're struck down, and so on. The question is, can we follow up with what St. Paul said? We're afflicted but not constrained, perplexed but not driven to despair, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. There are a lot of people now who are constrained, despairing, feeling abandoned and destroyed. That's not what St. Paul did, because his focus remained on the Lord. And so if we're going to share in the suffering of Christ, St. Paul tells us we will also share in the glory of Christ, in the consolation. And so the Lord is going to be right there for us if we are there for him. And that's what it all comes down to. Are we willing to be there for him? Because sometimes even the idea of going to heaven is simply because it sure sounds like it's a whole lot better than hell. Well, no kidding. In other words, it's selfish. I want to go there because it'll be nicer for me. That's not what it's about. As St. Paul said again at the end of the reading that we heard, he said, everything is for you, so that the grace bestowed in abundance on more and more people may cause the thanksgiving to overflow for the glory of God. That's what this is about. Thanksgiving for the glory of God, to keep our focus where it belongs, on the Lord. Yes, heaven obviously is going to be much more wonderful than hell, infinitely so, in fact. God is going to give everything to you. That's what St. Paul says. Everything is for you. That's because God loves you. Our response is, everything is for God, because I love him. Not, I want it for me. God wants it for you, because he loves you. Our response is, I want this for God, because I love him. I want to be able to go to heaven so that I can love the Lord for all eternity. Not because it's a whole lot better than going to hell, and I'll be in a lot better shape. Yeah, obviously we will. But why do we want to be there? Because remember, in heaven, there is no selfishness. Zero. If we want to go there for selfish reasons, that's all going to have to be purified out before we can get there. Because no one in heaven is selfish. Everyone in hell, on the other hand, is totally selfish, because there's no charity in hell. It's pure selfishness. And so we need to get rid of the selfishness. That's exactly the problem of James and John and their mom. It was all selfish. But so were the others. They're indignant at the two of them. Why? Because they wanted it. Why should those two get it? Because I should. No, none of us deserve going to heaven. We can't earn it. It's simply a matter of love. Just strive to love God more. Then you're not going to worry about it. That's the whole key. So we're going to have to share in the sufferings of Christ. It's just part and parcel of the Christian life. If we're willing to accept that in charity, offer that for the glory of God, then we're doing what we ought. God is giving us, in fact, exactly what we're asking for. Maybe not quite the way that we thought we were asking. But if we're saying we want to go to heaven, He's going to provide the means for us to get there. Strip us of our selfishness, purify us of all the things that stand in the way, and the only way that that's going to happen is if we share in the suffering of Christ. So that's exactly what we learn from these apostles. So first, again, St. James, the first one to die for the Lord. St. John is the beloved disciple. So again, look at the transformation that happened. We go from two guys being selfish and wanting the spots of glory to the one who loves our Lord so much, and the other who loved him so perfectly that he could be martyred for the Lord. That's the transformation that the Lord is looking for in you and me. Of course, we're going to start out being selfish. That's exactly what we do. Again, look at the little babies that are here. Beautiful as can be, they are the most selfish little creatures on the face of the earth. We come into the world that way. It's all about me. And the whole goal of the Christian life is to overcome the selfishness and learn true charity. So that's what God's trying to do, because that's what heaven is all about, pure charity. So yes, it's wonderful to desire to go to heaven, but God is going to purify that desire so that it's no longer just a selfish desire, but a desire truly for what it ought to be able to love God and love neighbor for the rest of eternity.